name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Usually around Christmas, I get a fair number of gift cards. And by gift cards, I don't mean, you know, cards with gifts in them. I mean those little ones for specific stores. And usually people, of course, give me the things that they know I like In-N-Out Burger or certificates for the pizzeria, and sometimes some other things for more less culinary objects, shall we say. And occasionally I forget that I have them, and was going through them not too long ago, and I found one for, wait for it, Circuit City. Yeah, you may, what's Circuit City? Well, it's a store that closed about 10 years ago. But I had a gift card from Circuit City, non-redeemable. And when our Lord tells us to make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, you could say that he's telling you to use your gift cards while you still can. The wealth of this world is limited. There's a limit to how long you get to keep it and how long you can use it. And what is that limit? Death. Once you die, you can no longer use the wealth of this world for any purpose. As they say, you can't take it with you. Or as St. Francis de Sales said in one of his books, the burial shroud does not come with pockets. Or my friend, the late Monsignor Francis Pellegrino, would say, the U-Haul does not come with a hitch. The hearse does not come with a U-Haul hitch. You don't get to take it with you. And so what we need to do is use the good things of this world in such a way that we earn for ourselves real treasure. And what is real treasure? Well, there's only one real treasure, and that is God's grace. Because God's grace we can take with us. And that is what we're aiming for. We're aiming for the place where God's grace is all in all, heaven. And so we are called to use the wealth of this world to build up treasure in heaven. And we can do that in a great many ways, but we don't do it by putting that wealth into a jar and keeping it, thinking that we can take it with us forever. We can't. And so we would do well to listen to the admonition of our Lord and realize that it is God that we serve, not mammon, and that earthly wealth is only a means to an end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.